Hello and welcome to Lincolnshire Wildlife Park's Virtual Keeper Talk. My name is Stephen and here we'll be learning about parrots. There are approximately 402 species of parrot globally. Here at the park we have around 80 species. All parrots have zygodactyl feet, which is where two toes face forward and two backwards. This allows for better grip onto perches, manipulation of food and complex tool use. Some use it to help when foraging for food and extracting particularly tough seeds from fruits. Palm cockatoos are unique as they will tap sticks or seed pods rhythmically for territory and displaying. Parrots also have strong beaks. These are used for cracking nuts and helping with foraging, but in some parrots they are able to hold their whole body weight with their beak on a branch. This means that they can traverse through the forest without the need to fly, which is particularly useful in the dense forests they reside in. This process is known as beakiation and is similar to how a monkey swings its arms to move through the trees. Unfortunately, around a third of all species are threatened by extinction. There are many threats to parrot populations in the wild, such as habitat loss and the pet trade. Logging, agriculture expansion and urban development all result in parrot homes being destroyed. 70% of parrot species rely on tree cavities to build nests, so without these, breeding is severely reduced. This highlights just one of the many issues that parrots face without the forest they call their home. Climate change has also impacted parrots as wildfires become increasingly more frequent and larger. One of the major factors in declining parrot populations is the pet trade. There is no exact figures for how many parrots are currently pets. However, it is estimated that 16 to 19 million have been traded since 1975. This is between 400 to 500,000 traded annually approximately. Institutions like Lincolnshire Wildlife Park are important as it provides a sanctuary for parrots that need rehoming. There are many reasons for this, including their destructive nature. Parrots like to chew on wood and be continuously stimulated, which can't always be provided by an owner. They may also outlive their owners, as parrots have been known to live into their 90s. Parrots are also highly social, and some species have been seen with flock sizes of thousands, and are also incredibly noisy. Moluccan cockatoos can squawk at 135 decibels, which is about the same as a jet engine 100 foot away. All these factors influence the potential need for rehoming, and in 2022, Lincolnshire Wildlife Park had over 300 parrots brought here. We now have over 1,000 birds on site. Some of the most popular pet parrots are the African greys. There can be a distinguishable difference between males and females, and a general rule is male greys are dark grey and females are lighter. They originate from rainforests in Central Africa and are unfortunately classified as endangered on the IUCN Red List. They can live up to 60 years old and are one of the smartest birds in the world, as research has shown that these parrots have cognitive skills that are equal to a 5-year-old child. These parrots are very common as pets as they are smaller in size and are excellent talkers. They are the best mimickers of any parrot species and can learn hundreds of different words. We also house Amazon parrots. There are over 30 species of Amazons that cover the tropics in South America, as well as the Caribbean. These birds can live up to 50 years old. All parrots do eye pinning, however it is very obvious in Amazons. The pupils dilate and constrict and are a form of communication between parrots, which they will also perform for humans. Macaws are the largest of the parrot species, and there are 16 different species in total. The most popular pets are greenwing macaws, as well as blue and golds. These parrots live in Central and South America with flock sizes of around 10 to 30 individuals. They are extremely noisy, which allows them to communicate to each other, as well as define territory, as well as intimidation. Despite their bright feathers, they can be surprisingly camouflaged in the trees and berries where they reside. The feathers are an interesting structure, as the red and yellow colours are normally produced by pigments in their food, which is why flamingos are also pink. However, blue is produced by light hitting the feather in the correct spots. The patterns in the feathers mean that red and yellow lights cancel each other out and blue light is amplified. This is why at certain angles the colours appear duller and darker. Our final main group of parrots are the cockatoos. These parrots reside in Australia, New Guinea, Indonesia, Solomon Islands and the Philippines and differ from most parrots as they are mainly black or white. However, there are exceptions such as galahs and moluccans, which are pink. They are also one of the few birds without oil glands. And this also includes Amazon parrots and hyacinth macaws, but will instead produce a fine powder to help keep their feathers clean. Their crest feathers are used for communicating and will show if they are excited, alert or agitated. They can live up to 60 years of age, however they have been known to live to 100, varying in weight from 300 grams, which are the Philippine and Tanimbar cockatoos, all the way up to a kilogram, which are the palm cockatoos. And that concludes our parrot talk. Thank you for listening.